Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome to the Johnny with Barnabas, the podcast where we're all about real talk and building a genuine connection with God. I'm Barnabas Johnson, your host, and this podcast is all about encouraging you to pursue a solid relationship with God in a way that's relatable and real. Before we start, make sure to follow wherever you are consuming this content. And hey, if you feel blessed with today's episode, please show your love by giving this episode a like and share this episode with your family and friends. All right, let's dive into the Johnny with Barnabas. Welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Barnabas Johnson. Today we're going to dive into divine renewal, tapping into the restoration power of God. Sometimes when we lose something, we try hard to get the things back as it was. That could be a friendship, relationship, physical thing, love, environment, human. There's so many things. But if I tell you, trying to get those things back, you're holding yourself back from unlocking a greater potential that you have never discovered yet. When we hear of restoration, our mind is directed toward a lost job or a friend or relationship or anything that I have mentioned before. But in this podcast, my goal is to direct your mind to yourself, to you. Losing other things are totally fine, but what if you lose yourself? You can always find a replacement or a fix for other things. But you are one of a kind. My friend, you are a masterpiece, created by a master artist in the heaven. So the process of restoring, or the restoration from God, it starts from understanding where you are right now. As I said before, we lose many things in our journey. Life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes we gain, sometimes we lose. Sometimes we lose things unknowingly and knowingly. And especially when we move away from God, we lose some things. And that's what we need to restore. That's what is this podcast about. That's what is the goal when I say restoration. Definitely when we move away from God, we get hold of other things that keeps us away from God. I mean, if you look at an alcoholic person, what keeps them from God is the alcohol. If you look at a drug addict or any other addict person, what keeps them away from God is what they are addicted to. And it also includes social media. It also includes any Instagram or YouTube content. Anything that keeps you away from God is an addiction, absolutely and obviously. So when you move away from God, there are certainly things that are holding you to keep you away from God. So the first step is to examine yourself, your place, where you are, your position, your circumstance. Remember when God came to the Garden of Eden that evening when Adam and Eve had sinned. God's question was, where are you? We know that God is omnipotent. He knows everything. He is everywhere. He definitely and obviously knows that they are hiding behind a tree. But God still chose to ask this question, where are you? It doesn't mean that God doesn't know. It means that God wants you to know, where are you? So I want you to ask this question to yourself. Where am I? And it doesn't matter what answer you get for the question, but if it's away from God, then you need restoration, my friend. You need the restoration of the relationship with God. Because if you're away from God, you are definitely lost. If you feel away from God, start finding it right now, how it all started, and get to the root. But as soon as you reach the moment of getting close to God, you realize you have to leave something. You have to leave something, or you have to leave someone. Someone or something that was holding you back. Something that was keeping you away from God. This is where the choice gets tough for you. You choose your own destiny. If you want to be with God, or you can be back away from God with the thing or with the person that is holding you. When I say person, I clearly mean that there can be a relationship that was not God's will, but now it is holding you back away from God. And you might have to leave the relationship to come close to actual relationship with God. Now, I want you to know that there's going to be pain. Nothing comes good without pain. But when you choose the path to lose something to get closer to God, my friend, I say you have lost nothing, but you have gained. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 8, it says, "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ." Paul considers everything as garbage, even what was called as gain in the world. It might happen that your friends say, "Oh man, you don't have to lose this thing or this person just to get close to God." But my answer to that is, my friend, if you are really looking toward getting close to God, you'll be able to see what is gain and what is not. You'll be able to differentiate what is garbage and what is gold. And God will give you the perspective for that. It's not me, it's not your friend, it's not anybody in your life that would tell you that this is right, this is wrong. No. If you are really willing to come back to God, if you are really doing the repent, God will give you the perspective. But if in order to understand the perspective, in order to understand what, if God's talking to you, or it's just a thought, you've got to clear up your mind. You have to clear up the traffic in your head. Calm it down so that you can listen to God. Losing things that you love always causes pain, but the pain will strengthen you. In fact, what makes the blessing a feel of reward is the pain that you go through in order to be blessed. Pain that you're going to take just to come closer to God is a big step. It's indeed a big step. So that pain will strengthen you. God will strengthen you. My friend, God offers all of us restoration. Anybody who is ready to repent from their sins and come back to getting closer to God, making the relationship strong again, God offers you restoration. And we forget it many times. The only thing that we almost remember is that God can heal, but we don't know that God can restore as well. God can make it new. God can take the broken pieces of a glass jar and join together and make it look new, and it will be new. You won't see any breakage in there. You won't see any shatters or any irregularities in the glass jar. He will restore it as it was, like if it's new. The reason why it doesn't matter what we lose or what we have lost is because God can restore the things that we have lost. He can restore with better things. From the beginning of the world, God had made plans of restoration. Ever since Adam and Eve committed the first sin, God made plans of restoration so that he could restore the relationship of man with God. And what was the plan of restoration? Jesus was the plan of restoration. Jesus was the plan to restore the relationship of man and God. We can see in the Bible how many times God has restored the people who returned to Him. Israelites have sinned many times, have gone against God many times, have followed other pagan gods many times, but whenever they returned, God promised them restoration. And when they followed God's plan, God restored them with much more better blessings. Even we know the story of Nebuchadnezzar. He was all pride. He was looking at his kingdom and he thought of himself as the great king, and he was turned into an animal, and he lived like that for years. But as soon as he admitted that God is the master control, when he understood that God can give and take to anyone whenever he desired, he was restored to the power and his kingdom. God restored everything for him when he admitted that God is the real master. Even Job was restored. Now we know that Job didn't do any sin, but he was being tested by Satan. But when the testing was complete, when he was proved non-guilty, he was proved faithful to God, he was restored with more blessings. He was restored with double the blessings that he had before. Now, restoration is a process, my friend. It's not going to be easy to lose something and wait for things to get restored. And I'm going to admit that it's not going to be quick or fast. It's not going to be like you lost something today for God and you're going to get it today or tomorrow. It's going to take time. Restoration is a process, not an instant fix. Even look at the car restoration process. It takes time. New parts are installed. Old parts are polished to look good. And you cannot rush on perfection, because you are a perfection. You are a masterpiece of God. God is not going to rush to make you look good, to make you feel better. No, He cannot rush, because you cannot rush on perfection. But the process will show you the difference between old and new, like in a mirror. When you look at yourself, when you look at your life, you'll see a major difference between the old life away from God and new life with God. The time period will teach you patience. And patience is a little bit hard to acquire. But the process is the only place where you learn to have patience. And this process will teach you to wait on God and not God waiting on you. Oh, that struck something. We try to make God wait. God says, come on, man. Come on, my friend. Come on, my son. Read the Bible. And you say, 5 seconds more, 5 minutes more. I'm just scrolling through Instagram reels. Or maybe you're playing games. Just 5 minutes more. Let me complete the mission in the game. And we make God wait for us. Instead, what we are supposed to do is wait on God and not the reverse. It's time for personal growth, reflection, and building a stronger connection with God. If you felt that you were away from God, if your answer to the question, where am I, is the position or the place that is away from God, now is the time that you can come back to God. My friend, God is not saying that He hates you or that He doesn't want you to come back because you did this. He's still ready. He's ready with open arms to welcome you back and to restore the relationship with Him. The God we serve has the power to restore us. It's a special gift through Jesus that we have forgiveness and restored our relationship with God. We definitely lose some things in our way, but don't forget that if a door closes, then it's time for a new door to open. It's time for a new beginning. The process of restoration is a time period, a time when you learn patience and to wait on God. So my dear friend, embrace the journey. God loves you. And the end goal of all this process is to go heaven. So if you lose something here today on earth, it doesn't matter, because our primary goal is to go heaven and not to stay on earth and not even go to hell. Our primary goal is to live in the presence of God for the eternal time of life. I hope this podcast episode helps you. And I pray, my friend, you have a blessed life.